At 8:34, I am joined in a studio by Liron Mazor. Liron, welcome. How are you?
Good, great, thanks, Howard.
So you specialize in financial planning, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, so what we want to look at now is we're back from the new year, we're back from our holidays, and most people have overspent, and the money situation is not particularly rosy for most people, and certainly most South Africans. So even though things are tight, it's probably a very good time to look ahead at our year and say, how do we plan our year responsibly?
Okay, great idea. So actually, I'm going to lead off from where you left off just before the news headlines, which is quite a nice way to start it off.
Yeah.
When I started thinking about it, I thought, great, well, where would most people start off with? And most people would start off with saying, let's create resolutions. My New Year's resolution is every year I'm going to save X amount. Truthfully, I thought about it and I thought, like you, I try and keep things exceptionally real. I thought, resolutions don't work. They're a bunch of garbage. I mean, you're going to set a resolution, 3 months down the line, you're not going to stick to that resolution, and you're going to turn around and say, geez, how come, like, why haven't I stuck to that? And I think it's because we use the wrong words. And we use the word visualization earlier on. And there's an interesting, I get a daily report, a business report, basically on the financial markets, from a gentleman called Barry Rithels. And he actually came out about 3 or 4 days ago, also speaking about this whole idea about resolutions, and he goes on to in the email about all his resolutions. In the end, he comes back to the same conclusion to say, okay, well, I've written down my same resolutions that I wrote down in 2018 and 2017. But they haven't actually even changed. They're exactly the same resolutions.
Yeah, I saw quite a few people were saying that. Basically, I'm just going to take my resolutions from last year.
Yes.
Because it's not like I've perfected any of those or got beyond February.
Great. So I thought, then how we shift this? What's the next mind shift that we can do? And there's a brilliant book written many years ago. It's called, I just lost my thought, Think and Grow Rich, called by Napoleon Hill.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever written it.
No.
So It's one of the most classical books written about how to create wealth.
Okay.
Many people have read it, and many people have actually been able to implement the ideas in it.
Right.
And in there, he says it's about two things. One, a goal, because goals make it a lot more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is desire. How badly do you want that goal?
That's interesting.
And if you don't have that desire, then you're not going to stick to the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So if we turn around and say, great, well, what could I think of that would be a great goal for me that would really give me the desire to achieve that? And I could say, by the end of 2019, I'd love to have 20 million rand.
Mm.
I mean, that's a goal I want to work towards. And I think that each person's different in terms of the different goals that they'd be able to set. But the minute you've got a goal, your whole thought process changes completely. And with the goal, I think that it's important to make sure that you set the goal towards the end of the year. The end of the year at least allows you to work towards something. And also then you've got a driving force towards that. The most important part is then saying, how do you work backwards and say, great, well, how do I actually achieve that goal every day, every week, and every month? And to that, I looked for another book and to get a bit more idea. And there's a gentleman called David Bach, and he wrote a book called The Automatic Millionaire. And in there, he talks about the latte factor is more about, instead of buying a cappuccino every day.
I read that somewhere as well. You buy, or you don't.
Correct. Exactly. So let's look at the math quickly, just to get a bit of an understanding. So if we're saying the average cappuccino is 25 rand and you're buying a cappuccino a day, 5 days a week in terms of working weeks, I just try to make it a bit simpler. We've got 52 weeks in the year. At the end of the term, you've actually saved yourself 6,500 rand. That's by merely taking out 25 rand a day.
A day, right.
But again, is it possible? It's definitely possible. It's just a matter of the design become conscious.
Is it worth it? Exactly.
Correct. Well, how badly do you want it?
Right, 100%. Does it add to the quality of your day that significantly that you can say at the end of the year, you know, that 6,000 rand or 6,500 rand was worth it?
Exactly.
Right.
And I find the biggest issue when it comes to now, the beginning part of the year where people have overspent, well, how much do they really want to get on top of their finances? Most people don't. I'm saying they prefer to put their head in the sand. They don't want to face their reality because sometimes their reality is too harsh for them.
Right, right.
So they're turning around and saying, well, whatever, I'm always going to be in debt, so screw that. I'm not going to do anything about it.
Right.
I'm turning around and saying, well, if you set yourself a goal, and we use the idea we spoke about earlier on, visualization, and saying, great, well, can I visualize myself doing this? And the desire to change, you actually can change, and you actually can turn your whole situation around, and you can get to the point where you want to be able to get to.
Right. So, but how do you take that first step?
Okay, brilliant. So there's another book by David Zilberg, Alan Zilberg. Mm. I don't know if you're familiar with David. I mean, he grew up in the community with us. He's now based in America. He wrote The Rumbum's Diet.
Mm.
And in there, they say, he speaks about how do you change your lifestyle? How do you really go about using Torah principles? And how do you start, where do you start from? And he's saying what's so important is to start a new habit. And a habit is started when, by taking a 21-day period. And within that 21-day period, slowly adding onto that. So, for example, I'll use gym. I'm unfortunately not necessarily a lover of gym.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a desperate needer of gym, but I'm not necessarily a lover of gym.
As is everybody, actually, or at least some form of health.
Correct. So what he's saying is go to gym for 4 minutes a day for the first 21 days.
Okay.
Just go walk in, go have a coffee, go relax, but
make that part of your routine.
Exactly. And as then build it up from 4 minutes, then the week after
Charles
build it
Duhigg
up to 10.
Also speaks about this in The Power of Habit. And what he says is when we have to make a decision, we're using our whole brain. Our brain lights up if we look at a scan. In other words, the first time we're reversing our car, we're pushing our foot in the clutch. We're saying, okay, look in the rear view mirror. I need to move that there. Now I'm in reverse. I let go of my thing. And your brain is very, very active. You do that again and again and again. And by the time, you know, you've done this for a few days, or let's say you're 21 days, he doesn't say 21 necessarily, but you're not even thinking.
Correct.
And then it's so much easier. So if going to gym is just part of wake up, go and brush your teeth, go to gym, then you no longer are making the decision. It's gone into your automated response part of your brain,
yes.
And then life is just easy.
Yes.
So it needs to become automatic.
Yes.
It's not just a matter of simply getting into the habit. It's actually that it's got to become part of your non-decision-making process.
Exactly. And that's where the goal starts.
Right.
Because you've got to have desire. And if you don't have a big enough goal, you're not going to have desire.
Mm.
Because desire is going to make you take that first step.
Right.
First step is then turning around and saying, great, well, now how do we follow these principles and make it a habit?
Mm. Okay, so that's how we take that. That's how we decide to take the first step.
Right.
But really, what you're saying is find little ways to save money.
Well, again, it boils down to the desire. If you're going to make a game out of it, you know, look at Fortnite. I mean, I'm quite amazed by the Fortnite, and we can have hours of discussion about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, my stepson was playing, and it was quite fascinating that he wanted these different skins and these different levels, and he wanted money. I said, listen, I can't justify giving you money to buy your way to get up to these different levels. You have to find a different way.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 2 or 3 days, he's jumped these different levels. He's found it because he spoke to different friends. He's played harder. He's gamified the entire experience. And by gamifying it, he's learned how to get up to different levels. And to get up to different levels, he's got the different skins. And he's learned that he doesn't necessarily have to buy his way through. He can work his way through, but it has to become a bit of a game.
Amazing. Actually, I just saw an article this morning, and I just want to go to it. It was on Business Insider. And no, it wasn't. It wasn't the one that I was looking for. But it was actually about the founder of Fortnite and how much he has made over this. Although he probably won't like you now because you didn't allow your stepson to help him make a little bit more money. But very interesting. Okay, so that's really what you're saying is it's one step at a time. It is making it a habit. It is taking control. And not burying your head in the sand and not looking at a short-term goal, but a long-term goal. Take a look at where you want to be by the end of the year. How much money do you want to have saved in A, B, C, or D? And that way it becomes part of your everyday
100%.
Existence.
And it becomes part of visualization.
Right.
You know what you're visualizing.
Right.
It's very different if I say to you, great, I want to be able to get, if I say to you, Howard, let's set a goal that we want R1 million by the end of 2019.
Right.
The first thing that you're going to be able to do is to turn around and say, well, how do I actually get there? And those questions are going to allow you to start moving towards it. The desire is what will make sure that when you get hit a speed bump, that you'll be able to push through the speed bump.
Brilliant. Liron Mazor is from Greengrass Wealth Creation. How do people get hold of you if they want to discuss this further with you?
I'd say the best is via email. It's Liron, L-I-R-O-N, at ggwm, mformother.co.za.
GGWM, as in Greengrass Wealth Management.
Yeah.
All right. Absolutely fantastic. Very, very interesting indeed. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us.